From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In the wake of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' admission, he met twice with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during last year's presidential campaign, then failed to disclose those talks during his Senate confirmation hearing. Trump administration is dealing with new revelations of previously undisclosed meetings with the ambassador. Russian ambassador met with Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and with since-ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, happened in December at President Trump's offices in New York. Malaysian authorities have deported a North Korean man who was held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Ri Jong-chol arrived in Beijing, China today after he was released from Malaysian custody due to a lack of evidence to charge him. Two main suspects in the case were charged with murder this week. They are accused of smearing something lethal on Kim Jong-un's face in the departure area at the airport in Kuala Lumpur. A UN mediator says Syria's warring parties are going home with a clear agenda as a fourth round of intra-Syrian talks wound up after 9 days of intense discussions, largely mired in discussions on procedure. Stephan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
There are still people in Syria and outside who still believe that there is a military option or a military solution. That is fantasy.
De Mistura says only a political option will bring peace to Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. is ramping up efforts against al-Qaeda terror cells in Yemen, part of what is being described by military planners as a large plan to contain a growing threat. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon has our report.
Barely a month after sending commandos into Yemen, U.S. forces are again ramping up the pressure on al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, with more than 30 airstrikes in the past 2 days.
It was an opportunity. We had to take it. It's part of a larger plan.
Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says the strikes, carried out at the discretion of military commanders under new authorities granted by President Donald Trump, included fighters, infrastructure, and even heavy weapons.
Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has been gaining strength, getting a deeper foothold into Yemen as it has taken advantage of this civil war that's going on there.
According to another defense official, AQAP now boasts as many as 4,000 fighters and remains intent on attacking the U.S. and other Western nations. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, the Pentagon.
China says its defense budget will increase by about 7% this year, marking the second year in a row China has kept its military spending to a single-digit percentage increase. Exact number of the defense spending in 2017 will be released Sunday when Parliament begins its annual session. China's neighbors, however, have become increasingly suspicious of the country's military tactics following China's rapid expansion in the South China Sea, where it has created artificial islands capable of supporting military facilities. Cardinal Joseph Zen, the most senior Roman Catholic figure in China, is skeptical about a reputedly imminent agreement between Chinese leaders in Beijing and Pope Francis in the Vatican. Zen, the former bishop of Hong Kong, told VOA he is most concerned about the possibility of rapprochement between China and the Vatican will give China's government a role in the nomination of Catholic bishops there. Head of the U.S. Central Bank says improvements in employment and rising inflation mean an interest rate increase will likely be appropriate later this month. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen told a Chicago audience the change will come if economic data continues in some as it expected.
As in 2015 and 2016, the committee stands ready to adjust its assessment of the appropriate path for monetary policy if unanticipated developments materially change the economic outlook.
The central bank raised rates just twice in the past decade, slashing them to record lows to boost economic growth. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.